Our last two presenters today, or a single presentation, are from Nadia Brown and Tracy McDonough. They both have, will both have masters from the Department of Dietetics and Human Nutrition at the Faculty of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences, and they are both working on their graduate diploma in registered dietitians, and they have actually did their basic part of their stage in an NGO located here in Montreal, who also works overseas, Action Against Hunger, and they're going to talk about they will talk about their experience there.
Good afternoon, everyone. Tracy and I will be presenting to you on Action Against Hunger's tool to determine where and when nutritional interventions are needed in times of crisis. Now, Action Against Hunger focuses primarily on moderate and severe acute malnutrition. Given the recent rise in food prices, it is becoming increasingly relevant to focus on the assessment of acute malnutrition. In response to the rise in global food prices, already poor households are having to ration and reduce their food consumptions, particularly the consumption of staple foods, thereby further restricting their dietary diversity. As food stocks become depleted over time, populations have a greater probability of developing malnutrition in response to food price volatility. Now, what is Action Against Hunger? Action Against Hunger is an international network that was founded since 1979. They have headquarters in Montreal, New York, London, Paris, and Madrid. Now, their vision is to have a world without hunger, and their mission is to save lives by eliminating hunger through the prevention, detection, and treatment of acute malnutrition. Now, Action Against Hunger offices in Paris, Madrid, and New York together have missions in some 45 countries throughout the world. Now, what are the mandates of ACF? The mandate of ACF is to fight hunger on four fronts. One, nutrition and health. Two, food security. Three, water, sanitation, and hygiene. And four, advocacy. Now, the Canadian headquarters focuses primarily on the nutrition and health mandate, and this involves evaluating nutritional needs, treating and preventing acute malnutrition, and building local capacity, particularly among vulnerable populations, primarily young children and pregnant and lactating women. Now, Action Against Hunger develops programs in areas faced with a humanitarian crisis, particularly due to a natural disaster, or areas where food supplies are increasingly and the probability of them becoming low due to social disruption or damage to their infrastructure.
To assist in meeting their mandate, ACF Canada promotes the use of standardized monitoring and assessment of relief and transition, or SMART. SMART is a standardized survey methodology developed in 2002 specifically for the purpose of obtaining up-to-date, reliable, and valid information on the malnutrition rate and mortality rate of vulnerable populations. Specifically, SMART collects the information related to the mortality rate of a population and the nutritional status of children under the age of 5. These measures are indicators of the severity of a humanitarian crisis and are intended to be used by governments and relief organizations to determine what and where resources are required in a given emergency. The development of SMART was initiated by the United States Agency for International Development and the Canadian International Development Agency. The SMART methodology was developed by a technical advisory group which drew from core elements of standard nutrition survey practices. The development of SMART was brought to completion through a sustained interagency collaborative effort. Over the past 5 years, ACF Canada has trained over 500 personnel in over 20 countries, and they have also worked with numerous organizations such as UNICEF, as well as local ministries of health and statistics. To receive a SMART training, relief organizations or governments will send a request to ACF Canada, and ACF Canada will then travel to those countries from which they receive the request to give the training. Training consists of a 9-module course that follows a SMART manual developed by the Technical Advisory Group and reviewed by several NGOs. The theoretical components of the modules are delivered in a classroom setting over the course of about 6 days. Participants will also gain practical experience through field exercises and a standardization test, where they will practice taking measurements essential for assessing the nutritional status of a population, such as measuring height, weight, and testing for edema. Participants also gain computer experience by practicing data entry into a software designed specifically for SMART. Before and after each training, each participant will complete a written test to assess comprehension. SMART training materials are available on their website, a snapshot of which you can see here. There are 3 main components to the website. The first is a SMART manual. The SMART manual provides agencies and field workers with basic tools to collect data necessary for planning direct interventions in emergency settings, as well as for surveillance. The second component is a standardized training package that harmonizes the procedures and tools used during the survey process into 9 modules. These modules include critical information related to survey procedures, sampling methods, and interpreting results of surveys. Within each module, you'll find a PowerPoint presentation along with case studies, practice questions, as well as a quiz to assess comprehension. The third component of the SMART website is the Emergency Nutrition Assessment Software, or ENA. ENA is a user-friendly statistical analysis program developed specifically for SMART. It simplifies survey planning and data collection and allows even those who don't have a formal background in statistics or nutrition to use the software effectively. The SMART website also has an online forum in order for those working in remote locations to send in their issues or questions related to the survey process.
In the near future, Action Against Hunger hopes to have SMART online in order to increase the number of individuals, NGOs, and governments who conduct, validate, and interpret standardized surveys. Now, this online training will serve as a knowledge refresher for only persons who have already received SMART methodology training and some time has elapsed since their last training or their last survey experience. This online course will in no way be a replacement for in-field and hands-on training. Action Against Hunger is already in the process of collaborating with universities to teach SMART methodology in class. SMART has also opened up opportunities for McGill Dietetics starch placements. Tracy and I had the opportunity to complete 3-month internship with Action Against Hunger in Montreal, and in this internship, we worked closely with SMART methodology. We also received training in nutrition in emergencies, after which we were able to work on creating an internal database for Action Against Hunger Canada in order for them to assess whether or not SMART methodology was actually improving data quality of nutritional surveys. Now, we also took SMART modules 1, 2, and 3, and we transformed them into an online course for e-learning. Our last major project there was where we took SMART modules and we adapted them for use by field workers who had an educational background equivalent to grade 12 or lower. In conclusion, SMART is a method of assessing nutritional status of a population using indicators of acute malnutrition. It also offers human and institutional resource strengthening. Finally, SMART contributes to the global efforts to meet the Millennium Development Goal 1, which is to eradicate extreme hunger and poverty by 2015 by allowing governments and other non-governmental organizations to determine where and when nutritional interventions are needed. That concludes our presentation. Thank you.